Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Little wet, little drippy, 24-7. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for being with us. Happy Thursday to you, everybody. You can stream us on your phone using the CBS Sports app, radio.com, Apple Music, or watch us at watchda.com. Our next guest is a three-time Super Bowl champion. He's also a member of the NFL on Fox. He'll be calling Niners and Rams coming up this weekend. Mark Schlereth joining us this morning on the show. Mark, good morning. How are we doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Doing great. Always good to catch up with you. And we were just talking about Mike Tomlin and whether he has control over the Steelers locker room. They had a very feisty, skirmish-laden practice yesterday. Offense didn't like it. Defense liked it. When you've got a struggling team like the Steelers are, what do you think about skirmishes at practice middle of the season?
I think they're okay. Sometimes you need to have a little bit of a mix-up. And it shows that your frustration level is high, but it shows that you care to me. There's always those instances that, you know, if you do something as an offense or you do something as a defense that is considered, you know, beyond the correct kind of attitude out there, if you don't stand up for it, like I'll never forget, I was at the Broncos practice, the training camp practice, and Emmanuel Sanders got popped coming over the middle. This is back in their championship years, right after their championship years. And nobody on the offense did anything. And I'm watching it going, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe it. And I go, I told my radio partner, I go, the next day, I go, there's going to be a fight tomorrow. Regardless of what happens, you have to come out and you have to fight because you got to protect your guys. So, you know, the next day they came out, and sure enough, one guy got a little bit of a late hit, and the next thing you knew, there was the all-out brawl. Sometimes those are the things that have to happen to get your team inspired, but, I think those things are okay because it shows that you care and it shows that you're dialed in, and to me, it shows that you want to compete.
You were part of the last great era in Washington. It's been 20 years of not great, bordering on awful. And so what's the biggest problem that has faced that organization over the last 20 years?
The owner. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, he's the one constant in that situation. I mean, go back to Mike Shanahan's staff of 2013. You know, they had Sean McVay on that staff, they had Kyle Shanahan on that staff, they had Matt LaFleur on that staff. I think Matt LaFleur is 4-1 right now. I think Sean McVay's 3-2, and Kyle Shanahan's 5-0 right now in the league.
Yep.
And you can't find a coach, you can't figure it out. My friend Jerome Bettis used to say all the time, if everywhere you smell, if everywhere you go it smells like crap, it just might be you. that might be the owner.
So nothing can change unless the owner changes.
Yeah, or unless the owner just essentially locks himself out of the facility and hires somebody, not only hires somebody, but more importantly, gives that such authority. You know, there's a big difference between appointing somebody and empowering somebody. So hire somebody, empower that person to run the football operations, and then get the hell out of the way.
You know, Snyder absolutely loves the teams that you are on, obviously, loves the glory years of Washington. Is it awkward for you to blast the organization that I'm sure loves the teams that you were part of?
No, because I think that guy's, I mean, his track record speaks for itself. Like, if you love it, then get out of the way and quit acting like you know what it's about. Like, just because you have billions of dollars doesn't make you a football expert. You know, hire football experts. You have money, and all of a sudden you think you can run things. You think you can, you know, you circumvent the coach's authority. You have a back staircase to your office for your favorite players, whatever. Appoint somebody, empower that person, And just understand, you know, you're good at making money however you made it, but you're not good at football. So get out of the way.
Mark Schlereth joins us this morning here on the show, three-time Super Bowl champion. And one of those guys you mentioned, Kyle Shanahan, looked great on Monday night, and that Niners team really has a lot of momentum right now. You'll have Niners and Rams coming up. When you watch the film of how they kind of dismantled Cleveland on Monday, what are you seeing in terms of the growth of that franchise and where they are compared to where they were in recent years?
Well, I mean, they knew going in there, and obviously I have a relationship with Kyle and John Lynch, who is the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. They knew going in they were a couple of years away from turning over that roster and getting the talent, the requisite talent, to be competitive. So they knew that that was going to be a process. And you know, they've adhered to that process. Defensively, they've got some great pass rushers now off the edge with Nick Bosa, and they went out and got Dee Ford. And so they've made the appropriate moves there to fortify that defense, and they're a much better defense than they've been in recent years. And then Kyle Shanahan is just so good at exposing a defense, of getting you to chase formations and chase personnel as a defensive staff, and then hitting you with something that completely goes against what you're chasing. And so they do it through personnel groupings. They do it through, you know, their guys. I know that Kyle Juszczyk is injured. He hurt his MCL, and he's going to be out for four to 6 weeks. And he's one of the most versatile players in football. I think Kittle has become the best tight end, the best overall tight end in football. But they do it through play calling. They do it through setting up their offense, and like I said, through multiple personnel groupings, multiple formations and motions.
Who was in the wrong with the Richard Sherman, Baker Mayfield little dust up? Was it Baker for not fully shaking the hand, or was it Richard Sherman for blowing it out of proportion?
Well, it's probably Richard Sherman for blowing it out of proportion, but regardless whether he lied or whether it was blown out of proportion, the guy who's going to get the majority of the blowback is Baker Mayfield, because people just, you know, people have a certain amount of vitriol towards his attitude and just the way he carries himself. You know, this ultimate everybody's on my list, and, you know, and then all the talk, all the hype that was the Cleveland Browns, and him coming out and say, hey, the hype is real. I just think there's a lot of guys that play in the NFL. There's a lot of people in the media, myself included, that looks for them and goes, you know, I hope you get yours, because you guys haven't accomplished anything, and you're talking like you're Super Bowl bound. Like, you know, let's win some games first. You weren't even a 500 team last year, so just because you fortified your roster with talent doesn't mean you're any good. And so I think there's a big target on that franchise right now around the NFL, and everybody wants to knock them off. So they're going to get everybody's best shot, that's for sure.
Mark Schlereth joins us this morning on the show. You're the ultimate tailgate guy. So we had a bit of a debate the last couple of weeks of cooking tailgate-type foods. Would you prefer a Philly cheesesteak dip, or would you prefer a jalapeno popper wonton? That would be like the jalapeno popper in an open wonton that you would bake.
I would go with anything that has beef on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll give you the Philly. That's a vote for Philly cheesesteak dip. Okay. Now, you're the ultimate tailgater. We know this. Every time we talk to you, you've got all these great ideas for football and the fall and having a good old-fashioned tailgate. So what advice can you give our listeners for this weekend and the rest of the football season?
Well, you know, I'm a guy that wants to be at home. I mean, I'm always on the road. So when I get a chance to be at home and watch the game, I want to do it from the comforts of my own kitchen and my own couch. So I've got a couple of products for you. Gardein, plant-based meat alternatives. Going to be a big hit on game day. They got chicken, beef, pork, fish, all. I mean, it's delicious. It really tastes like meat. They've got the crispy chicken sliders, spicy chicken wings, Nashville hot chicken tenders. Whether your vegan friends or your veggie friends are coming over, or just anybody, your friends in general, Gardein is perfect for everyone. Gardein.com for more information. Everybody loves snacks. Snacks are better when you have dip. That's science. Hidden Valley Ranch is the number one ranch mix used in restaurants across America. You can have that same ranch style deliciousness from Hidden Valley Ranch with their signature buttermilk recipe. Whether you're dipping pizza, wings, or veggies, everything's better with Hidden Valley Ranch. And they want to help. They want you to help them find your favorite ranch, your restaurant ranch across America. So all you have to do is go to HiddenValley.com/restaurant-ranch and vote for your favorite restaurant ranch for a chance to win $5,000 in a year's supply of ranch. And no party's complete without chili. And when it comes to chili, it's all about the beans. Swooshes have been around for over 100 years. You know they're baked beans. Well, their chili beans are slow simmered, full of flavor, perfect for spicing up any party. Great recipes on their website, like three bean chili, white chicken chili, pumpkin chili. Bushbeans.com for more information. Make your best chili better with Bushes. And then lastly, you've got to have the great TV, the GOAT of all TVs, LG OLED. TV experts says it's the number one TV of 2019, the LG OLED C9 4K TV, over a billion rich colors. It's beautiful. I wish you could see it. A beautiful, stunning picture. Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, which allows for the voice control. You don't have to take your eyes off the action. 55, 65, or 77-inch televisions from LG. Check them out at LG.com. That's the whole thing.
That is 1 minute and 53 seconds of pure brilliance. By Mark Schlereth getting all the plugs in. Well done, as always, my man. It is always fun to catch up. Thanks so much for doing it for us today.
My pleasure. Be well.
You too. Mark Schlereth joining us this morning on the DA Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.